Today on the book podcast, I'm going to review a book titled Nearly All Men in Lagos Are Mad, written by Damilare Kuku. This is our first book, and I remember when I put the book cover on my WhatsApp status, someone said, what kind of title is this? Why won't someone write a book and name it Nearly All Men in Lagos Are Mad? But for me, it made me curious the first time I saw it. It made me want to say, okay, I want to know what is in this book. What is the book about? You know, it's just very interesting, is different and is unique. So I like it. I like the title of the book. Even the book cover itself is very nice. The design is beautiful. It's really colorful. And this is a shout out to the author. She did a great job. And for the fact that this is our first book, it's really nice. Both the content and the book cover itself is really nice. Now, Damilare Kuku, she's an author. She's a writer and she has a degree in arts. If you are someone that is very conversant with Nollywood and African magic sitcoms, you know that Damilare Kuku, you'd have seen her face in either Chief Daddy or Unbroken. I know that I always see her in Unbroken. There's a particular part she plays there that when I went online to check for a picture, and I was like, oh wow, so she's the one. So what? She did a very good job with this book. Now, Nearly All Men in Lagos Are Mad is a collection of 12 short stories about different kinds of madmen in Lagos. Now, these are not madmen that walk on the streets of Lagos, no. These are men that Yorubas we call Were Alasho. People that you see on a daily basis. People that you not even know that these ones are mad. They are out of their mind. So the first story I read is really, really captivating. It made me want to read more and go in depth to read it to the end of the book. And even at the end of the book, I had mixed feelings. For example, this first story is about a lady whose husband made her to sleep with another man because of money. And when she came back, got the money and got everything, the man was like, oh, so you are a prostitute. Meanwhile, it was the husband who made her to do it. In fact, the guy literally forced her to do it. You know what? It's crazy. So after your wife did all this for you, you are now calling her a prostitute. Definitely the guy must be mad. There's another story that I read, and okay, I have favorite stories, so I'm going to be talking randomly about my favorite stories because almost all the stories are really nice. There's this particular one I read, it's titled International Relations. The lady got tired of Lagos men. She felt like all Lagos men are just all the same. They've jilted her, she dated all kinds of guys. So she decided that, you know what, she'll start dating white men that live in Lagos. You know, and there are certain places, certain areas that you can only get these white men from. You can only see them probably shopping mall in certain places. The places were named, but well, I can't remember. Maybe Ikeja, or I can't remember very well. But many of them are probably Lebanese, Indians, and so on and so forth like that. So she got this one. She said she does not want a particular kind of guy so that women will not be chasing the man, blah, 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 and all that. Eventually, she got this one. At the end of the day, she found out that Oyinbo self is cheating. The guy is married. She found out, and she was like, is it that there's a kind of craze that comes with all the men? Once they enter Lagos like this, that craze just descends on all of them. Anyway, there's another one there's this wild story that I read. Beard gang, men. It's like an association of gay men's wife or something like that. They know themselves. So the thing that these men do is that they get married, but literally they are gay, but they just get married to cover up, and their wives sometimes don't know. They found out at the end, after getting married for years, they just found out that their husbands like younger guys and they will spend on them. Anyway, some of these women, they are able to manipulate their husbands so that they will just, you know, it's just crazy. It's wild. Honestly, it's just wild. There's this other story I read about a lady who married, was in a relationship with a married man, but she didn't know the man was married. But even for that particular story, I blame the lady. You know why? The red flags were there. If she's smart enough, she should have known that this particular man is married until she did, after like maybe 4 years or so. But anyways, because she was blind with money, the guy literally spoiled her. You know, she had comfort. She just forgot her own life. All the things she came to do in Lagos, she forgot it and concentrated on just having sex with this man and following him, traveling with him up and down and up and down. Until one day, she went to the mall and she saw someone that looks like the man. So in her mind, she was like, no, he's not the one. So she decided to go and tiptoe and saw the man with a pregnant woman. Eventually, she fainted. She fainted in the mall when she saw the man with a pregnant with a pregnant woman. And the woman was like, oh my God, oh, let me call my husband, blah, 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 blah. Man, this is wild. It's crazy. And there's this other one I read. It's about a man who just wants, he does not want commitments. He just wants to be there, to be a baby daddy. You know, so after like first, second child, with this lady, he does not want to get married. He did not want to get married to the lady. Or to the lady just said, you know what, just get out. Just get out. Like, after two children, you are saying, marriage destroys love. Oh, marriage destroys love. My friend, get out. I was so pissed off when I finished that story. Like, are you mad? After giving you two children, you are not saying that, this marriage destroys love. Oh, please, let me rest. There's this other one, man. This one too is wild. So apparently in Lagos, some girls who feel like they're not that pretty, they will go and look for innocent girls that are pretty, that are not too, you know, their eyes has not opened very well. They will use them as bait to get guys that are just on you and they are looking down, they have money, they are looking for girls to sleep with. And I'm like, really? In fact, both men and women, all of you are mad in that Lagos. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Hey! And there's this other one before I forget that I read, dated a married man and she didn't know because the man was just giving her money, giving her cars, this and that. She literally forgot her life. I was like, are you, things are happening in that your Lagos, honestly. But I'm glad she said that nearly all men in Lagos are not all men. So at least we can say that maybe like 1% are sane. You know, in fact, and I'm very sure that these are real life stories of women that things have happened to, because if you look around yourself, you find one or two of these stories that you can relate with. You find one or two women that you can say, this type of thing happened to this person, or this type of thing happened to someone that I know. These stories are wild, honestly. And I really give it to the author. She did a very, very good job. At the end of the day, I give it a 4-star because I really enjoyed reading. With that, I've come to the end of today's episode. Please make sure you read this book. It's very interesting. Today's episode, thank you so much for listening. Bye for now.